Thank you. Thanks, Ganesh. Okay. Welcome to staff, councillors, and member of the gallery. Welcome to the ordinary council, Ellenshire Council Ordinary Council meeting for the 27th of May 2025. Okay, item two, record of attendance. Apologies, leave of absence. There is nil. Item three, response to previous public questions taken on notice. Question from Mr. J. Rossiter from Port Denison. Why is the Shire installing high non-mountable curbing in Port Denison? The response, the recently installed curbing is semi-mountable curbing to Main Roads WA standards using the SM Type 2 profile, though slightly wider but not higher. Okay, item four, public question time. Is there no one here? So we move on to item five, declarations of interest, nil. Item six, applications for leave of absence is nil. Item seven, petitions and deputations is nil. Item eight, confirmation of minutes and tabling of agenda forum notes. 8.1, minutes of the ordinary council meeting held 22nd of April 2025. Council decision. That council confirms the minutes of the ordinary council meeting held 22nd of April 2025. Could I have a mover for that item, please, council? Councillor Gillam, second. Councillor Summers, all those in favour? Thanks, council. Motion is carried. 8.2, agenda forum notes, 20th of May 2025. At the agenda forum held 20th of May 2025, Shire officers presented background information and answered questions on items to be considered at the May 2025 ordinary council meeting. Notes from the agenda forum are included in the attachment booklet May 2025. The officer recommendation is that council confirms the notes of the agenda forum held 20th of May 2025. Can I have a move for that item, please, council? Councillor Wise, seconder. Councillor Tunbridge, all those in favour? Thanks, council. Motion is carried. Item 10, reports of officers and committees. 10.1, finance reports. Oh, sorry. Sorry, council, just back up a little bit. Item 9, announcements by the person presiding without discussion. On the 6th of May 2025, the Shire President, Councillor Wise, Councillor Scott, and the CEO attended the WA Local Government Grants Commission hearing. 9th of May 2025, the Shire President and the CEO attended the monthly Midwest Development Commission catch-up. 20th of May 2025, the Shire President conducted a citizenship ceremony in Council Chambers. 21st of May 2025, the Shire President and the CEO attended a monthly catch-up meeting with Mitsui. 23rd of May 2025, the Shire President, Councillor Wise, Councillor Summers, and the CEO attended the volunteer recognition event at the Denison Bowling Club. Okay, now we move on to item 10, reports of officers and committees. 10.1, finance reports. Finance 01-05-25, accounts for payment April 2025. The officer recommendation is that council by simple majority receives the accounts paid during April 2025 as contained in finance 01-05-25, attachment 1 of the attachment booklet May 2025, represented by, and you see the table there, councillors. Could I have a mover for that item, please, council? Councillor Summers, seconder. Councillor Gillam, all those in favour? Motion is carried. Thank you very much, council. Finance 02-05-25, monthly financial statement March 2025. For council to consider and receive the monthly financial statements for the period 1st of July 2024 to the 31st of March 2025. The officer recommendation is that council, by simple majority, receives the monthly financial statements for the period 1st of July 2024 to the 31st of March 2025, as contained in finance 02-05-25, attachment 1 of the attachment booklet May 2025. Could I have a mover for that item, please, council? Councillor Scott, seconder. Councillor Summers, all those in favour? Motion is carried. Thanks very much, Catherine. Finance 03-05/25, differential rates 2025-26. For Council to consider the proposed rates in the dollar for differential rating to be advertised prior to the adoption of the 2025-26 budget. The Council decision is that Council, by simple majority, receives the monthly. Is that correct?
It's also an issue.
I've got just another one. It shouldn't be in there, should it? Sorry, Councillor. Just looks like we've got a cut and paste in the
Sue must have made a mistake.
The wrong one, that's the
right. Yeah, that's the right one.
Apology.
Okay, so Council, the Council decision there, Council, is the items 1, 2, 3 and 4 in that recommendation. So could I please have a mover for that item, please, Council? Councillor Wise, seconder. Councillor Summers.
I'm Nelson.
You were a seconder.
Oh, sorry. Okay, I've got Councillor Summers. Sorry, Jeff. Sorry.
Sorry, that's all right.
All those in favour? Motion is carried.
Yeah, 25-26.
You should read the 25-26 financial year as well in number one.
Yeah, I think you're correct. Do we need to do anything with that? I'm just assuming that that's going to be too much now.
Yeah, I mean, if we note it now,
yep.
We'll amend it.
Thank you very much, Councillor.
Yeah, amended.
We'll just note that change.
Thank you.
Thank you. Okay, so did we have a mover and a seconder for that item? And all those in favour? Motion is carried. Apologies to it, Council. Item 10.2, Community Service Reports. Community 01-05/25, Local Business Advertising on Portable Signage. Report purpose is to seek council approval for a temporary 6-month exemption for two small local businesses from the advertising signs policy conditions concerning portable signage. Council decision is that council by absolute majority A approves a temporary 6-month exemption to the conditions within the local planning policy advertising signs Seafolk Cove and Seaspray Beach Cafe to reinstate two signs each until a permanent solution and location for business advertising can be established, and B acknowledges that the 6-month exemption will also directly apply to the related activities on thoroughfares and trading in thoroughfares and public places local law, and the defined conditions prohibiting portable signs from being erected in any position other than immediately adjacent to the building or the business to which the sign relates to. Could I have a mover for that item, please, Council? Councillor Tunbridge, seconder. Councillor Gillam, all those in favour? Motion is carried. Thanks, Councillor. 10.3, Development Reports. Development 01-05/25, April 2025. Development Delegated and Authorised Authority Report. Report purpose for Council to receive the April 2025 Development Delegated and Authorised Authority Report. Council decision that Council by simple majority receives the April 2025 Development Delegated and Authorised Authority Report as contained in Development 01-05/25, Attachment 1. Have a mover for that item, please, Council. Councillor Scott, seconder. Councillor Tunbridge, all those in favour? Motion is carried. Thanks, Council. Development 02-05/25, Rose Road Names, Bonnyfield. Report purpose is for Council to approve the road names Whistler, Falcon and Peregrine to be applied to the new roads that will be created as part of the subdivision of Lot 10, number 30799 Grand Highway, Bonnyfield. Council decision is that Council, by simple majority, 1. Approve the road names of Whistler Road, Falcon Rise and Paragon Ridge, as shown on the proposed road naming plan contained in development 02-05-25, attachment 2, and 2, approve the use of the alternate road name Tamala, should any of the above road names not be approved by the Minister for Lands. The mover for that item, please, Council. Councillor Summers, seconded. Councillor Gillam, all those in favour? Motion is carried. Thank you very much, Council. 10.4, operations reports, is nil. 10.5, Office of the CEO reports. CEO 01-05-25, Bushfire Risk Management Plan 2025-2030. Report purpose for Council by absolute majority to review and adopt the Bushfire Risk Management Plan 2025-2030. Council decision is that Council by simple majority, 1, adopts the Shire of Erwin Bushfire Risk Management Plan, BRMP, 2025-2030, as presented in the attachment booklet, April 2025, and 2, authorise the Chief Executive Officer to advise the Office of the Bushfire Risk Management of its decision. Mover for that item, please, Council. Councillor Summers, seconder. Councillor Gillam, all those in favour? Motion is carried. Thanks very much, Council. We have CEO 02-05-25, Chief Executive Officer's Performance Review Consultant Appointment. Report purpose for Council by absolute majority to appoint a suitable consultant to assist Council in conducting the Chief Executive Officer CEO's annual performance review for the 2024-2025 period. The Council decision is that Council by absolute majority, 1, acknowledges the two quotations submitted, 2, agrees to appoint Proposal 1 to commence the CEO performance review process immediately. I have a mover for that item, please, Council. Councillor Wise, seconder. Councillor Tunbridge, all those in favour? Motion is carried. Thank you very much, Council. Okay, 10.6, committee reports. 10.6.1, audit committee meeting. The minutes of the Shire of Erwin Audit Committee meeting held 13th of May 2025 have been provided as attachment 10.6.1 in attachment booklet May 2025. Council decision that Council by simple majority receives the minutes of the Shire of Erwin Audit Committee meeting held 13th of May 2025. Councillor Scott, seconder. Councillor Summers, all those in favour? Motion is carried. Thank you, Council. 10.6.2, Local Emergency Management Committee meeting, LEMAC meeting. The minutes of the Shire of Erwin Local Emergency Management Committee meeting held 6th of May 2025 have been provided as attachment 10.6.2 in attachment booklet May 2025. The Council decision is that Council by simple majority receives the minutes of the Shire of Erwin Local Emergency Management Committee LEMAC meeting held on 6th of May 2025. Not a mover for that item, please, Council. Councillor Summers, seconder. Councillor Wise, all those in favour? Motion is carried. Thank you, Council. Item 11, motions of which previous notice has been given is nil. Item 12, questions by members of which due notice has been given is nil. 13, urgent business approved by person presiding or by decision is nil. 14, matters for which the meeting is closed to the public, nil. 15, I announce closure. There being no further business, the Shire present close the meeting at 6:14 p.m. Thank you very much, Council. Thank you. Not quite a record, Council, but we got through very quickly. Council, we're then, if everybody's happy to, we can just move straight into the second part of the evening. We'll just go into that. So, first of all, we've got the Shire President's report, and a fairly quick one. I guess item one is the Grants Commission hearing, and we've had some discussions about that already. I'd just like to thank the officers themselves up for that at the moment, and the councillors that attended. was the comment was made that to me afterwards by the committee members, by the commission, that normally it's just the president, the CEO, and them. And so they were pretty impressed to see that there was an interest from the Shire, and hopefully that carried forward into the way they consider the points that we raised. So I'd also like to thank Jane for, obviously inviting officers in, just so we did have a strength in numbers on the day. Volunteer recognition event. From what I can gather, it was a pretty good night. And I'd just like to thank Tara and Michaela and Sue as well, who did a power of work behind the scenes, and Peter Summers, who we consulted a number of times to get the to make sure everybody that was represented correctly.
Thanks.
Yeah. So look, that was a great night, and I don't have Facebook, but I do hear that there were some pretty appreciative posts on Facebook from the evening, and it was just a lot of fun actually to be there that night. So yeah, well worth that event. And I just want one more comment. Is Shane and myself have been meeting the Midwest Development Commission every month as per usual, and just make a general comment that we find that things are travelling very, very well with the commission, and they're coming forward with some good suggestions and some assistance, and obviously listening to the Shire and looking to be involved on a number of our projects in the future. So I'd just like to make that comment as well. And I'll just pass over now to the CEO's report.
Thanks. The CEO's report, I'll start off with the status report and probably pick out the key items out of that. So the Portable Driven Stunts event proposal. So hardwired events notified of endorsement and event date secured. Request for copies of license insurance event activities on Clifford. So that's in process. Zonal planning has commenced with the initial layout structure to be extended to Oxford Point. So progressing well. The compliance audit return has been submitted to the department. The adoption of council policy CP48, reporting of council meetings, the policy has been advertised. And lastly, the community assistance scheme events funding allocation. So that was to the Irwin Water Social Club and also the Go Chakathon event. So notification issued to the funding recipients a few weeks ago, and grant agreements stipulating funding conditions have been accepted and signed. So thanks for everyone for processing those items. In terms of some other updates, I did circulate an email, but I'll again read it out. So it says, congratulations that we've recognised your entity as one of the 23-24 best practice entities for timeliness and quality of financial reporting controls. So this is from the Office of the Auditor General. This achievement acknowledges your entity's performance across a number of criteria, including opinion, the timely preparation and certification of statements for audit, high quality financial reports and working papers, and maintenance of good financial management controls. So once again, congratulations to your team, and that is from the Acting Auditor General. So well done to Patience and her team for a clean audit, but also we just conducted another audit, so Patience will give a bit of update there. So it's a great recognition. I think about 20 local governments getting recognised for that. So good result there. Just a letter from the Irwin Autumn Social Club. It says, dear Shane, the Irwin Autumn Social Club is grateful to the Shire for funding a bus in the past year for our various outings. On behalf of the Irwin Autumn Social Club committee and members, thank you very much indeed. Yours sincerely, Joy Pratt, Secretary. So just acknowledgement of that service. And a couple other internal updates. So ERP project is progressing well with Go Live, scheduled for approximately the 1st of July. So again, that's tracking very well. And thanks to all staff for their participation in quite a substantial change of our core systems. And so a lot of work's going into that, and at this stage tracking well. Milo Crossing, there was the update last week, but I'll just go through again. So the critical path is the ecology field survey. Unfortunately, I have to wait till spring. And the ecology report to be advised, and I just spoke to the consultant today that we'll look at fast-tracking that particular report. So the clearing permit submission, progress that once the ecology report and DWER approval, they say 4 to 6 months, and then construction can commence immediately after DWER approval. So with all that, we can tender in parallel, and we'll still look like getting going early 2026. So still quite confident meeting the project timelines, and think that's probably not a bad date to be starting. It's pretty much what we had originally, so that's going well. Broke ramp, the preliminary documentation that what we call a tender package has been built and currently being reviewed or final review. The issue of the tender documents is scheduled for hopefully early June, which is only a few weeks away, and assess later in June, hopefully getting some submissions back to assess. Environmental approvals, in this case, the self-assessment pathway is only because we're doing like for like. That is that we're just taking out the current finger jetty and replacing it with a floating, and then with the wreck jetty, we're just removing that, which has put us on a much shorter time frame, which is 4 to 6 weeks for that approval pathway, which is effectively the time the consultants to write up a report and have a meeting with the Department of Environment. So at this stage, an estimate project commencement is either early August or mid October, and that's purely to align with wreck fishing or seasons, and probably more favouring the October one with the tides and probably not the storms that you've got to deal with during August, and also outside of our wildflower season and tourist activity. So that's the boat ramp. The foreshore project, the signing of the agreement, we almost got that on a roll. We'll from that just coming into this meeting. So we're looking at having that settled middle of next month, the 15th of June. And effectively, from the 15th of June, is going to be a very much a fast track of the design. And I'm just now reaching out to the consultant to make sure that we can progress through that time frame within the grant agreement time frame, which is about 2.5 months. So we've got some strong encouragement to get that done in a rapid way. So it's a good outcome. So what that will be is the consultant will get the Josh Byrne Associates up to date with everything we've discussed through various workshops. Then once they've got that up to date, bring that to council to then take it to the next level. And that's probably the real creative opportunity. And from there on, they'll take that back and hopefully present that back to council a second time. And once council's relatively happy with it, we'll go to community for feedback. And that probably take 2 to 4 weeks somewhere in that vicinity. And then the next 4 weeks will be wrapping it up into a final design as well as the tender packages. So we've got a tender. And lastly, I'll just finish off with the rates comparison. It was brought up about the comparison of UV and GRV over a time period. And this is all public available information. And with that, we're looking over a certain time period. So this time periods I've got here go back to 2009, 2010. And I've also picked up a 2002 data point as well. So generally UV has tracked between 30 to 35% of overall rate revenue, so it's been quite consistent. And also GRV has been around about 55 to 60%, so that's been quite consistent well over that whole time period. So it's been quite balanced. And then when you look at GRV, so GRV, we're talking about gross rental value, and this is also taking into account residential and commercial. So when I talk about GRV, I'm talking about both categories. And that's been quite consistent. So if you go back 8 years, the GRV valuation, the growth has been about 122%, meaning that it's actually only a 22% increase. And the revenue's basically match that precisely. And then if you go back 10 years, it's 146% and again matched precisely. In 2011 to 2012, for some reason there was a higher, both when I go back to UV, it was higher as well, collection. So the growth was 149%. So it's only marginally higher if you owned a property for 14 years. But the rate revenue was 172%. Going back to 2009, 2010, if you owned a property 16 years ago, your growth would have been 171%. But the gross revenue, sorry, the GRV revenue was 195%. So it's not too, the disparity is not too much. Jump to UV, it's a different story. Just to highlight that in 2017-18, the GRV value plummeted. So there's this real dip in there, and it sort of throws the numbers around a little bit. But following the same sort of pathway, 8 years ago, if you bought a property, the value's gone up 187%, and the UV revenue collection was 162%, so it's actually less. If you go back 10 years, it slightly changes the other way. It goes to your growth is only 132% and the UV revenue is 152%. Then you go back 14 years ago and it changes dramatically. So your property growth value was only 113%, but the GRV has gone up 180%. And then you go back to 2009 and the property growth is only 126%, but the UV collection is 190%. So it's a fair bit extra up there. But if you bought a property back in 2002, your property value and UV has gone up 600% and the UV revenue's only gone up just under 400%. So what that really is trying to say is that the entry point into market, it varies. So if you bought a property 20 years ago, you got a great deal. If you entered it into about 15 years ago, not such a good deal. If you entered into about 8 years ago, pretty good deal. Whereas GRV, the residential and the commercial, effectively saying it's pretty much on parity, so that the rate collection as well as the growth as well as the rate collection are being pretty much even all the way through. So UV, depends where you enter the market, residential, commercial, quite consistent. So overall, I think the rating has been pretty good, but I'll do it up as maybe a presentation, something can hand it out to councillors to have a bit of a dig into and have a look.
I guess thanks very much for that presentation, Shane. Between now and next year, when we go through the same process, it'd be nice to be able to have some objective figures to it.
Yeah. But it's not as simple because, like I said, depending on where you enter the UV market, it really changes the dynamic. That's it.
Thanks very much, Shane. Any comments or questions on that, Council? I must admit, Shane, I'm going to need a bit more time to take in all the votes and percentages. Thanks very much for letting us. Council, we move on to our updates. So I'll move first to Patience, our finance update. Thanks very much, Patience.
We have two updates in finance. One of them is the GRV, the new rating category, where we are with that one. So currently, the process is moving along nicely. I think we'll be on time to adopt those the new rating category. So at the moment, the approval process requires us to invite submissions to the respective ratepayers, and we sent out letters on the 15th of May 2025. So we sent out letters to invite those objections for those affected. And we sent out letters to Mundara Gas Storage and Oxia, the HARA and ASCO. We're still waiting on some documentation for the Lockyer and the Perth Basin. So that, once we get that information, once we get the documentation for our ministerial application, then we'll do so. However, we might need to process these two as interim rating, depending on when we actually receive the documentation that we're waiting on. So that's where we are with that one. So the last day to receive submissions is on the 29th of May. And so once we receive those submissions, we haven't received any so far. So if you do, then we will proceed to submit the ministerial application on the 30th or 29th. And that could take up to 6 weeks to come back to us. So, but the consultant is confident that we will get through that application, that there shouldn't be any problem to get approved by the minister. So that's where we are with that one. And then finally, we had our interim audit last week. What it is, like every financial year, we start out the audit process starts with the interim audit, where the auditors will just audit part of the financials. So they did that last week. Everything is looking good again. So hopefully we should be in the top 20 again, 24, 25. So, yeah.
Do you doubt yourself, Patience?
Everyone is doing really well.
I reckon you'll be fine.
Doing the right thing.
Okay, thanks very much, Patience. Is there any well, first of all, well done, thanks very much. Congratulations. Any questions, Council? Patience, just the two entities that we're still waiting on information for these rates, have the amounts been included in our budget for these two entities?
Yes, they have been. Yep. So they are included, yeah.
Thanks. Any more? Any questions, Council? Okay, thanks very much, Patience. I'll just move on to our operations update. And thank you very much, Mark.
Very snapshot of requests and work orders. Still fairly busy. Town maintenance, perhaps quite busy over the last 2 months. Followed by buildings, there's a fair few requests there. Yeah, work was completed and work was closed as well, so still extremely busy for this time of year. Town maintenance and parks and gardens, minor drainage repairs have been underway. Also, letting pothole patching throughout town around Denison, and routine site maintenance is repaired, and repairs to footpaths on Morton Terrace have been ongoing. Two new bench seats were installed at the pathology building, and another seat at the obelisk due to age starting to rust away. Spraying has started to kick off as we've had a little bit of rain and the moisture, trying to just prevent the germination. So the round two of the northern and southern rural spray zones have commenced, with the northern pack about 80% complete. Also, curb line spraying for the Donga and Port Denison have now been completed. Broadleaf spraying of all green spaces has been completed, and that's combat clover, footpath spraying, is completed at Dongra and then moved into Denison today. There's also been a fair bit of attention in the street tree pruning over the past weeks, and that's just clearing undergrowth and any line of sight issues on intersections. All green spaces are reticulated. That are reticulated, have their run times reduced now, and I think after this weekend, looks like we might be able to turn them off a little bit later than usual. Henry Road Units communal area reticulation system has been finally installed, and turf and tree planting will follow down the track of the new budget. The Donga airstrip, the lighting has failed, and the main receiver cone component has been removed and sent over east for repairs. And because the airstrip's really predominantly regularly used by the RFDS, it's been put on a high priority. The contractor's looking at it, so I'm hoping to find out tomorrow and have it back by Friday, get it up and running again. Buildings department, the depot has got now a fire alarm warning system installed. Two fire sirens have been positioned, and we want to locate the south side of the building and one on the north side. The building has had three sets of stair rails completed due to rusting, and now they've got to comply to residential building codes and been installed. Town hall quotes have been sourced for the work to commence on town hall, and this has been challenging due to contractor availability. And the rec centre contract has been awarded the work to repair the roof guttering, and that work will likely commence in October. Rural roads, Mount Adams resheeting is in its final stages with 12 kilometres complete, and the team are highly happy to get out of that road. The final trim is in process, and then guideposts and signage will follow. The maintenance groaning is completed. Plenty of work packs around Mount Adams, Arrowsmith, Milo, Alanooka, will follow into Mount Horner, Bonnyfield and Bookera. He also completed a day on South Beach, just getting the beach ready for the sands of Denison and Car Spring, which I'm sure Fire will go into. And Water Supply Road, they've been carting heavy on there. Got 6 kilometres to complete, and they've completed the carting 3 kilometres. So that's a good result, and we're on track to complete it at this stage. And then while they cut the other three there, the construction grader will complete 16 kilometres of shoulder grading on Alanooka Springs Road. projects, Henry Road Communal Area Access Path is now ready to be installed, and this will be completed in the new budget. Drainage Beach Stabilisation and Erosion Prevention is complete. So it's a pretty cost-effective way to help with erosion for now. And three pillows have been installed, each with about 40 tonnes of sand. And so far, so good. So I've had a look down there, and it's doing its job, so it's good. Point down to drive, our cell works have been completed, and that also saw some finalisation of some drainage work. We've also got transfer station boom gates and a small office that we've ordered has arrived, and this will be installed at a later date, and we'll aid staff to have a safer place to work from and allow more controlled environment with vehicle and less interaction. And finally, there's just a couple of pictures there. One of the pillows that they've installed and sewed up, and just a quick snapshot there of the erosion on Surf Beach, just to give you an idea of how much sand's gone from that part of the coastline. If that wall was not there, as I said, I think we'd be in serious trouble. That's it for me.
Thanks very much, Mark. Any questions, councillors?
Not so much a question, more of a comment, Mark. The last couple of weeks I've had a lot of tourists in the shop who've been praising the condition of the town. I don't know what you've done. You've been handing out $100 notes or something, but anyway, they're certainly making a lot of noise.
That is good.
And that's not just to me, it's the staff as well. Just...
Now the staff had it on the ground as well. People come up to them and are commenting and saying it's a very neat, tidy, well-kept town. They just can't. So, but I'll pass it on too, because it's good to get positive comments rather than negative.
Yes. No, to that as well. I've just got one today. Someone coming for the bowling tournament. I said when they came in, it was just spectacular, the four shots. So.
Yeah. Nice. And sorry, Matt, I was just going to say, and also, Matt Adams Road, I go down there 3 times a week. You guys are doing a great job down there.
It's been a really big challenge. For us, it's been a huge challenge. We're finally just given what's over now and should finish it next week. And then it's seen some significant traffic.
Well, there's a rig in there now, and I think they've got to come out soon, so I hope they don't.
Yeah, and they're constructing a batching plant on another job in South Erregulla, so they've had a lot of heavy gear, but it's held up really well. Credit to most companies out there. I think we're probably having one or two issues, and everyone's like followed the speeds and rules. And even clients, we had one local contractor come through, and while we were waiting for a water truck, he brought his water truck through and went through so the roads could get going. So, and been good, but like I said, they're excited to get out of there. They want to see something different.
Yeah,
no, that's
good. It's been nearly a year, isn't it?
Yeah, quite so, yeah. Definitely some challenges there.
Any further comments, Council? Just one from me, but a very minor one, because I've been approached a couple of times by someone about a branch hanging down as you come out of the bowling club. That when you, from one of those trees that the poinciana trees.
Yeah, I'll double check because
they should be in a ram, I think.
Yeah, it probably is. But yeah, because they've gone through, they have pruned a lot of them over the last week.
Oh, okay.
They've gone through the second growth spurt and that's hung again, but I'll double check.
I did ask this person to just get a bit of flagging tape, put it on the branch because we haven't been able to spot it. So they might do that.
I'll double check.
See a bit of flagging tape. But that's the only. Apart from that, I don't have Facebook, but my wife tells me there's been comments about how neat the town is on Facebook as well.
I don't have Facebook either, but I'll definitely pass it on.
So things are going well. So thanks very much, Mark.
Right, thank you. Cheers.
Any further questions, Councillor? We now have community update.
All right. I know mine says April, May, but I wasn't here to present all the good stuff that we did in April, just to show where community services dedicate and support the town with events. On Saturday, 12th of April, we celebrated Youth Week End. At the same time, I think we had the Seek Lane unveilings. We had two events that we were coordinating and or supporting. So for Youth Week, we ran the Shred the Bay event, which had skate clinics, BMX stunt displays, custom graffiti and escape comp. So thanks to everyone who did attend, all the participants and all the businesses who supported it. Seek Lane as well, thank you, Shire President, because you were there. I didn't make it because I was at Youth Week.
I will thank Elise as well, who stood in for me later on.
From what I heard, it was, and seeing some of the comments and the feedback, it was really well received. It's a great event run by the Historical Society, which we did support with a sundry donation as well and a track. And then on the 17th and 18th of May, we had the Sands of Denison Invitational Sprints. We had 20 vehicles from the Veteran Car Club of WA Speedster section. We haven't had the Speedsters here before. It's something we don't get to see often as a community. It was very aesthetic. I have to admit, the cars looked amazing. Some were fast, some not so fast, but perfectly graded beach, I have to admit. The feedback we received about Gavin was sensational. He had come in the day before, I believe, and then went to rule the track.
Saturday morning.
The night before, so he came in again in the morning and cleaned it all up. So the feedback, if you don't mind passing on, from everyone who attended, they were very grateful. And then the community as well, they absolutely loved it. Most of them got to take a ride up the beach in some of the cars as well, so that was good fun for them and the kids. I see my kids. And the kids are able to use their photos. So. But as you can see, it was a great day. It was a 1 kilometre track, perfectly smooth, and the conditions on the day, it was just a beautiful day to be on the beach anyway.
What do they actually do?
They race. They do race. I think it's two at a time. Yeah. And they just, they don't go very fast. I think I showed you a video of the first one we ran 2 years ago, 20K an hour. But it's just a bit of noise on the beach. I think we're one of the last beaches you can actually drive on. Mm-hmm. So for them, as opposed to being on the dust and the gravel, having a different environment to do this, for them, it was really, they were very grateful. You can see their comments as well, so congrats and thank you. And they have indicated that they'd love to do it again and hopefully make it. They're keen to make it a little bit bigger and maybe move it to another location, which we'll chat about. And then on the 23rd of May, big night for us, lots of behind-the-scenes work, so thank you to obviously Tourism Events Officer, who did a sensational job, Sue, for supporting all of the work that went behind it as well. We did have the 130 that we had RSVPs for. We were raised for about 90, I think, from the count. An invitation did go out to every volunteer individual and every volunteer organisation to attend. It was successful, it was casual. The feedback was amazing on the night as well. Thank you, MC, Councillor Waz, and Shire President. The speeches were great. And they were treated to some good food, drinks, and a whole lot of appreciation for ones who did attend. So, and thank you, because I have to say, Lottery West and volunteering WA for supporting our event.
I'm not sure councillors know that we presented that
The picture's there in the corner, so the bottom right, you can see that beautiful black and silver trophy there. It was the
Perpetual
Recognition Award. A category was selected by the Shire President for groups who went above and beyond over the year. And it's just a way of giving them the recognition that they deserve. So I think we're going to make this an annual thing. So the plaque each year will have the next group that we recognise and so on.
So this year was the bushfire.
It was the
Irwin bushfire and the Peter.
The town.
Umbra Town.
Yeah, isn't that right?
Yeah.
The wording, you know, we do have three, which I found out the day of. But yeah, all the groups were very grateful. They were all recognised. Every single one received a bit of appreciation. So yeah, it was a good night.
I thought the award was well received for the last particular
group as well. I think all the groups were stoked to receive something recognised and be mentioned on the night itself as well. So
it was a good night. And the speeches were good because you wrote them.
He's ruined them, the speeches are good, short and sweet, and that's what we're aiming for.
Thanks,
Sponsorship and development. So we had in April Anzac Day, the CRC community event. We did sundry and waiver support. The School Go Shackathon, that was another event that we actually supported. Oh, did I miss one? Have I gone too far? All right, we'll go back to the other one. But upcoming events for 2025. So we have our Portfolio Groups and Stunts. We did our kickoff meeting earlier this week, just set up the structure and layout and planning that Kayla and the community services team can start working towards. Rodeo has been announced for October 4th, which will support the planning and funding if they seek whatever support they seek from us. Just make sure that does go ahead for our community. Energy Club WA, so we've got the Student Expo, that's been tentatively booked for November 12th, so I think 150 kids, and we supported that with a waiver and a donation last year as well. Seniors Week Trivia Day, always a good day. Run another quiz day at the request of the seniors. And Magic on Morton is our next, our final big one for 2025. And then whatever creeps into that as well. The funding, so just a snapshot again. I do have everything else hasn't changed, but I do have the Lottery West application 100% drafted, ready to hit submit. I was just waiting on the Growing Regions grant agreement, which we've got. We've varied the dates and reflected those dates on the Lottery West application. So hopefully we should hit submit on that tomorrow, and then it's 2 to 3 months to hear back. But I have to ask for an exception to that waiting period for them just so that we don't get any more delays on our official project.
What's the figure that we're asking from Lottery West?
1.533 million.
Okay.
Yeah. So it should, with ours, complete the foreshore core in its entirety, including the seawall and all of that. Fingers crossed, and we'll keep you updated on that. The next slide, my sheets are all muddled. Sponsorship, so Anzac spoke about the Easter School Go Shackathon, so that was an event that we ran on the 9th of May, and that was all the Midwest schools came together at our rec centre. We provided a waiver and some case funding towards that, and then Autumn Centre as well with their case funding for the hire of the transport services. Of season, you guys have spoken about. I know you put it in the comms. It was huge for us. So 5 back-to-back movies. We had a breakdown 2 days before. A couple days before we actually started, and that was a massive breakdown, very costly. But it should keep us going, hopefully into the next season. Just wanted to highlight Minecraft alone. So we had 187 cars in total. Minecraft alone had 87 cars. 134 adults and 131 children on that night. So it was busting at the seams. Our kiosk was super busy and put to full use, which was good to see. Customer service. Our monthly snapshots, the girls have been fairly busy. We had 1,373 overall inquiries. The top five were the visitor centre, development, community, camping and rates. 1,109 inbound calls were received for the Shire of Irwin, and 113 of those were visitor centre related. Training inquiries were mainly over or about the Easter long weekend, the camping and the overflow. And then there were higher than normal inquiries regarding grading and unsealed roads. And there's just the statistics, just so you can see the trend over months. The rec centre update. So I know we've spoken about the gym classes, but Leanne has definitely been leaving a mark, and that gap in the gym classes is starting to be filled really well. So she's worked in the timetable, the reintroduction of some, she's modified some of the fitness classes, and we are slowly starting to see an increase in the memberships, which I'll show you on the next slide. The school holiday program, we did do a less structured activities over the April break, and being that Easter and Anzac fell over that period as well, we didn't have too many. We didn't actually put that to use, but we were open and did offer that to the community. And then skating, so we had 73 skaters over a period of 77 days, which is huge. Change of season, so we're into our football, netball and hockey, who've just had their third home game, and Breeze's netball starts, began on the 5th of May. So gym stats, you can see there's been a slow or slight increase in the senior memberships, and that's directly resulting from the gym classes, which is good to see. Most have renewed or came in specifically to purchase passes or memberships so they can access those classes. So that's good, and hopefully as we keep promoting those classes, we should see those numbers steadily rise as well. But it's promising since we only just started the classes in mid-March, so it's a good start. And that's it for me.
Okay. Thanks. Any questions on anything in there? Thanks. Yes.
Sorry, Farrah, one quick question. With the sprint on the beach, some of the guys at work wanted to know how we advertise it because they would have loved to have gone to it, but they didn't see.
I did pick up that no advertising had gone out the week before, so we did get it on there, but being that it's not ours, we don't actually produce the posters and the flyers and that for it. We did ask them to do that, and being that they didn't supply it to us for us to share.
Oh, okay.
We decided to come up with a poster the week before, might have been 10 days beforehand. It is on our social media, so you can see it on there. We didn't get it into the local rag or anything, but yeah.
Yeah, because that's what some of the saying. So we're looking at the local rag, and then some was word by mouth, so they quickly went down there.
I would suggest, to people often, if they want to follow what events are on, they should be following the Shire of Irwin page. That's ultimately what it comes down to, not the notice board, not the general social media pages for the Shire of Irwin page. We make sure everything's on there.
All right.
Yeah.
With those feeling informed people, nice.
You can have the Shire of Irwin page. Look, it doesn't always make it to the local rag. Significant events will. We didn't contribute a lot, besides the grading of the beach. So we put our name to the entire event. Probably for future ones we will, and we'll promote it accordingly. That time comes, but we can't take credit for stuff that we don't do.
No, all good. Yeah. Other than that, for sure. Thank you.
I was wondering if they were deliberately low key. Is that what they like to be?
No, it's always good. It's not a very big or well, I might say it wasn't well coordinated. It is. But when we get involved, there's going to have to be a little bit more signage and separation and that sort of thing, a few more considerations. If we are going to turn it into an event, it's not an actual, it's just an invitation, they call it, just to put the cars on the beach. So it's more just have a look as opposed to an actual event.
Okay, thanks, Jeff. Thanks, Farrah. Any more questions, Council? Okay, we'll move on to our development updates. And Murray.
Just some the monthly statistics. What is it? Development applications still coming through. Just about, I think, got most of the holiday accommodation applications in now. So all those ones, people that now have to register under the new Short-Term Residential Accommodations Act have sort of come to us and got their approvals through. So there's about, officially on our books, about 20 on holiday homes. So a great deal there. Moving on to building applications, still very much ticking along in a nice solid sort of blocks there. Three new dwellings again in April, so they're brand new builds. And yeah, everything's still ticking along. I think the applications lodged going to stay steady. And how they're going to go with supply of actually getting people building up. It's going to be interesting. Pool inspections. So, yeah, we just smashed out another 10 this month. So, it'll be around about the average we're looking at to meet our statutory requirements. And the health applications. So, just a few health applications in there. Did have our first caravan, living in a caravan application out at Springfield in one of the sheds. So, it's good. They understood the process and the policy and everything, so we're quite happy with that. And, the health inspections, mainly food inspections and that around this time of year for April. And just a quick update on the local planning scheme, which will follow the strategy after council meetings. We did get our first draft of the scheme maps from the department, so that was good. We got the bill, which was even better. So about $1,000 as opposed to the consultant quoted at $60,000. So as soon as the strategy gets through council and gets through the commission, I'll be bombarding you with the scheme next and have some fun with that.
Okay, any questions on those items, council? Okay, thanks very much, Murray, for that report. Can I ask? That's the end of the formal things this evening, Council. Is there any questions that councillors would like to bring or ask or mention?
I just have one question. We received an email to councillors in the lead up about some questions on notice about Hidden Valley. I just wondered when they were going to be answered, just for those people. There were some questions. It was an email that had come through. I'm sure it was to all councillors, but it was about the lots out at the development of more lots.
They were going to come in here, weren't they?
And they said they were going to come in. I just wanted to be prepared in case they are coming at the next one.
Yeah.
Since it hasn't been answered now.
I did see that. Yeah.
On the 20th, I'll come.
Yeah. Murray, did you?
Yeah, so I saw those questions. I actually went out there and met both the ladies.
Oh, perfect.
And explained to them in bit more detail what was going on and stuff like that. So I had a few queries. Their issues, I said, could be better framed as a submission to the amendment, and that submission will come to council once the advertising period closes. So I answered the questions outside of the formal council arena, and they were quite happy with that.
Mm-hmm.
But the issues that they raised, I said, you put that in a submission, and that submission will be presented to council when they consider the whole amendment.
Okay, perfect.
So that's what
I'll
be doing.
Cool, so we've closed that loop. Yeah, great. Thank you.
Okay, thanks.
That's
a good point.
Mr. Perez, I saw on Facebook, now I looked at I know the Bonnyfield names we came up with, but on Facebook someone sent a photo about Willy Winky or Winkle Way or something. Is that us? Like,
I don't know.
Sorry? Twinkle Lane or something?
Yeah.
Twinkling Star.
Twinkling Star, that's it.
That's a reserve name.
That's a what, pardon?
Basically what happened is when we approved the near Rollis?
Albatross.
Sorry. Yeah. The bird. It's not a bird. It's a boat.
It's a ship.
It's a
three.
Whenever you present road names or suggested road names to Landgate, to the minister, they always like to have a spare name. So if one of them they don't like, you can throw in another one.
Right.
So the Twinkling Star I think, was one of those names as a reserve, a backup, if the others weren't. But the others have been approved. So there's Albatross. Tricky Star might have been approved.
Yeah,
because someone took a photo and had it in there, and I thought, I can't remember hearing that name.
Yeah, well, that was all done. Better council.
That was it, yeah.
Before my time?
I can't
remember. I think so.
Well, yeah. Oh, I didn't approve that name. All right.
No, we weren't allowed.
All right. Thank you.
They were ships.
Three ships.
Yeah. Three wrecks, I think, were they?
Yes.
Yeah.
That's what I want to know, with the name, how the name derived. Thank you.
If you want, I can email you the council, I can
Think, no, please do, then I can give it to some of the guys at work.
That's fine. It has got a relevant historical significance.
Good. That's what I mean.
We thought we were naming them after birds, and then the Historical Society came in and said, no, they're actually shipwrecks, historical shipwrecks.
Well, that's good. It's a bit of history. Yeah,
and there was quite a bit of information the Historical Society did provide.
Yeah. When they do that on the museum veranda, like their newsletter in the rag, there was a whole article on it as well in there.
They
did.
Thank you.
Okay, thanks very much, Council. I think that's about it for this evening. Thanks very much. Thanks, Council.
Thank you.